On this episode of the Red Eye Report, we talk about human evolution. Where did we come from, and how many Neanderthals did we fuck to get here? Judging by the faces of my co-hosts, I'd say four. The answer is a lot.
Oh. Have you seen my brow?
I only have to personally do four.
He's talking about ashtrays glistening forehead. He's talking about me.
That's funny. Ashtray has been known to black out and rummage through the trash bins at night looking for simple proteins and scraps like a savage beast. Scientists are still trying to determine whether this is the result of ass clapping a Neanderthal or being a raging drunk.
I think it's a little of both.
Man,
that Neanderthal booty, though.
All right. Teddy has a recessive gene that causes him to think the PlayStation Vita was a good gaming system.
Hey, fuck you. It was a good console. Kiss my ass. See, every console right.
was
good.
Was it around for a year and a half?
Don't be talking about my video games, though. It's too personal.
He also consistently fantasizes and comments on consuming the bodies of other humans, especially the body of our next host, the Almighty Mystic.
Yeah, you do. And you want to eat me all the time.
Yeah, you ever sucked on a fat baby cheek? It's tasty, man. Get out.
Gross.
Gotta get them cheeks, man.
Weird.
You have no idea.
Speaking of Mystic, Mystic's body has morphed into a gelatinous mass. We're not sure what Mystic is evolving into. Perhaps a giant brain or maybe a new Pokemon. Either way, the process will be streamed on Twitch. So don't worry, we've got you covered. And that leaves me, Oracle. I'm tall and I can eat dairy like a fucking mutant, so I guess I have those evolutionary traits going for me. What's it good for? I don't fucking know. Sucking on giraffe titties? Nature holds many mysteries. So join us as we uncover a few of them tonight on the Red Eye Report.
Sucking on giraffe titties, Doug. That was a good one.
Wait, giraffes have titties?
They gotta have titties.
Yeah, they're mammals.
They're mammals. They
Ashtray, you ready to take a shot, Ashtray?
Oh, shit. So Teddy and Ashtray are actually drinking tonight.
Well, when is Ashtray not drinking?
Okay, this is true. All right, so Teddy, what is your drink of choice tonight? What are you drinking?
I am drinking a lovely Smirnoff vanilla vodka.
Okay. All right. I do like a flavored
vanilla vodka.
I don't think I'd go for like vanilla.
That you pour that on your tampon, shove it up your fucking badge there, buddy? Or what?
Look, I don't like to taste alcohol, right? Look, when you want me to drink what you want me to drink, you buy my goddamn alcohol.
Yeah, what is
right? it? If not, shut the fuck up and grow up.
I want you to stop acting like a man when you're drinking vanilla vodka is what I want you to do.
You want a real drink.
All right, what do you got?
Bronca?
They I don't call even know what the fuck that is.
The devil's mouthwash or the bartender shot, because it's, think of it like it's a botanical type like Jägermeister, but without Jägermeister has a lot of sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of think of like a Jägermeister without the sugar.
Mm.
It's like one of those things that like it's like a tonic.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yeah,
that's why they call it the. That's why they call it the bartender show.
Sounds like the horrible part of black licorice.
Cheers.
Yeah, it is kind of like that.
Pink.
Okay, so.
I actually, you know when you're an alcoholic when you realize you drink too much of this and you start to get burning holes in your stomach? I had to lay off it.
Yeah, that's
shit.
That's a problem. All right, so as these guys devolve into, I don't know, we'll see.
Alcoholic.
That's going to be interesting.
The drunker I get, the more truthful I get. So somebody gonna get their feelings hurt.
So we're gonna be talking about human evolution tonight. So let's talk about kind of the classic past. Different branches of evolution and shit like that. So we share a common ancestor that lived 7 million years ago, the chimpanzee. That's our closest relative.
How dare you?
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm already blasphemous.
The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did not make us come from chimpanzees.
We didn't come from
them niggers over there.
We didn't come from chimpanzees. There was a fucking split at that point. Now, there are closer relatives to our species. So we're Homo. They're the hominins. Okay. So these are all the kind of the things that would eventually develop into Homo erectus and Homo sapien. So the first hominin emerged in Africa about 7 million years ago. And its kind of defining feature is it had canine teeth.
The motherland, Doug.
That were smaller than earlier apes.
We had canine teeth. Oh, yeah.
So
I forget, we do.
Looked pretty similar to the other apes. And it just had like, I don't know.
We ate meat.
Yeah, it looks a lot like a fucking ape. Now, around 6 million years ago, another one came up. This one is Orrorin tugenensis, lived in East Africa. And its thigh bone suggests that it was an upright walker. So now that is a trait that we're starting to see 6 million years ago. Closely around that time, there was another one that had a toe bone that suggests upright walking. Now, this is all based off of fossils that they have found. So there is like a gap around like 5 million years. Because, I mean, it's 5 million years old. You got to find this shit in order to make these discoveries. So in the early days...
Is that considered the missing gap or whatever they call it?
Yeah.
Missing link?
Well...
Isn't that what they call it?
Yeah, and they say that that's kind of overplayed a little bit with the missing link.
The missing link is Patrick Ewing.
The... So...
Yes.
They describe... the human evolutionary tree and the hominins is more, it's not like these species were existing simultaneously. So it's more of a bush than a tree. It's branching off in multiple directions at the same time. So,
right. And mostly, is this mostly because of where they lived, right?
So I mean, they're all in Africa at this time.
Well, I'm just saying that like, we developed our brains because we needed to.
Right. Yep.
You know what I mean? Like that's
yeah. Implies
to
like
somebody that had the strength to fend off. Well, we didn't have. It was a survival.
Exactly, and we'll kind of get into that, and we'll see kind of what changed and how that reflects what we are today. So around 4 million years ago. The grasping feet that allowed them to climb trees, those went away. So now the feet can no longer go around the branches.
Climb on trees. We now walk our asses everywhere. Son of a bitch.
Now, this had all taken place in Eastern and Central Africa. By 3 million years ago, they hit Southern Africa. And now... stone tools were actually being used in Ethiopia or around what's Ethiopia that is today. 2 million years ago, Homo erectus became the first hominin to migrate out of Africa. So now these motherfuckers
they're
are
like,
standing
we're
up
out of here.
Right. They're standing up on two legs. Their legs are a lot thinner, skinnier than what the other ones were. So they are much more efficient on moving around, and they had larger brains. They had dexterous fingers, and they really spread out quite a bit.
Oh,
I
like the dexterous fingers example,
right?
So, yeah, they were the first ones to actually leave Africa.
Yeah, they left Africa, and they really spread out.
How many millions years ago was this?
So that was 2 million years ago.
2 million
years ago. 800,000 years ago, advances in cooking kind of changed the game, and that allowed the brains to grow even larger because I guess they could process the nutrients and eat more stuff at that point. Now, Homo sapiens.
I never thought about how cooking.
Yeah, cooking
could be a factor.
A big difference.
Yeah. Because you can break down the food that over hundreds of thousands of years of cooking food, even in the simplest form, has actually helped us evolve.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is crazy. So, Homo sapiens emerged in Africa about 200,000 years ago.
What's up, Luke?
Boom.
Luke, so Kyo's joined the Facebook.
They lived alongside and interbred with the other hominin species.
Nasty.
So they're fucking all these other things. They're fucking Neanderthals.
Are they fucking these Neanderthals because they can't get away because they're on four legs, the other ones are on two?
Well, the Neanderthals are not on four legs. They're
Neanderthals are so wild.
The Neanderthals are just fucking like big, grunty, dumb human things.
Yeah,
that's a huge bitch.
They're the Trump supporters of fucking 800,000 BC.
So other hominins went extinct, and they think that, you know, it maybe the Homo sapiens killed them, or probably. Also they were built for a different climate than they were built for a hotter climate, and they were built for a colder climate. Sorry, and I don't know. They're not really sure. And actually, there's still some of the Neanderthal DNA that can be found in
humans.
So I've seen estimates up to 4%.
Fucking murdered all of them.
Yeah, we probably murdered all.
We did.
We probably fucked them and murdered them.
But like you had societies, but they weren't writing shit in stone. But it's very easily you could just be like, you know what? Fuck all those Neanderthals. Let's take their shit. Let's kill them.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you guys ever seen the movie or the show Cosmos? The new one with. Do you remember the part where he talks about the reason that white people historically are more advanced or richer than the African continent or the black people?
No.
Because of the animals that surrounded them. So like when the fucking white people migrated out of Africa,
right,
they had oxen and horses and shit that they found in these other areas. Mm-hmm. These animals did more of the work for them.
Right.
So they were able to cook things and feed their brains and read fucking literature, write literature,
right,
where these other people that didn't have the animal labor to fucking plow their fields and do whatever the fuck else didn't have the luxury of that.
Yeah.
It's just weird that you can think into just one little thing like that.
One little thing.
Yeah. Well, one little thing, but over a long fucking period of time.
Hundreds of thousands of years. Yeah.
A long period of time.
I think it's also like more so. I mean, the brothers had zebras over there that can do the same thing as horses did, but they just left them alone. I think it's another thing about. I mean,
okay,
I'm
no, 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 no. That's true.
You're right. You're absolutely.
That's a good fucking point.
I mean, they just left them alone.
That's a good point. They did the work for them.
Yeah, they didn't. They never tamed them. They just let the animals alone, and the animals left them alone. That's what I'm saying. They didn't tame any to do work for them. Yeah.
Damn white folk trying to tame everything.
Right.
And I don't know why that is. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is I don't get it? I guess, but
yeah.
So,
because we respect nature more, you fucking white devils.
Yeah, well, that's the reason you're running around.
You
with
guys
fucking
were too much
your
hippies.
I was waiting for you to call me a spirit chucky, you racist fuck.
Well, let's talk about some of these kind of evolutionary kind of holdover things. So, can any of you?
Besides, you mentioned cooking as growing the brains. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about 3 million years ago, when they stopped being able to grab their trees with feet, what kind of ushered this kind of evolution?
So they needed to move. They needed to move out of the trees. They couldn't get everything that they needed in the trees anymore. And
environmental changes.
Yeah, environmental changes. So humans are actually quite good at and there are still some people in Africa that's how they hunt animals. They actually run the animals down over the course of like a day. Miles. Because the animal, like a human being is actually capable of massive endurance compared to most animals. And it's an evolutionary thing that they were
massive
able to.
Massive endurance combined with.
Guarantee you the top five long distance runners in the world are from Africa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe that. I definitely believe that.
Oh, yeah.
If not top fucking 100.
So
is it Kenya that always has the winners?
Yeah, it's always Kenya. Yeah,
right. So can any of you wiggle your ears?
No, my wife can, but I can't.
Okay, so your wife can wiggle.
Demon,
because she's a demon. Yes,
demon.
Deandre,
your fucking ears are. What is this?
Well, so this is called a vestigial trait, and it's something that is from our past. And some animals like cats and dogs, you ever notice how they can move their ears and change the direction of their ears to direct kind of or detect where something's coming from? That is our shitty way of still being able to do that.
The little twitch that somebody can do,
right? So it's not very good. Another one. Have you guys ever done this test where you put your thumb and your pinky together and you kind of bring your wrist up? Do you have this thing?
Yeah, you look at the thing. Yeah.
I don't have that.
So you don't have it. Do you have it, Ashtray? Okay. So I'm the only one that has it here. That's another one. Yep, I'm a demon.
What is that?
An extra tendon? It's an extra tendon that doesn't do dick for us nowadays. But I guess maybe it had something to do with grabbing onto trees and shit back in the day.
Maybe you have extra pinky strength.
Maybe you should give up scuba diving.
It really doesn't do anything anymore?
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. So Yost has it as well. So those are... Those are a few of them, but there are more recent ones that affect us every day. So 10,000 years ago, humans could not drink milk after they were a baby.
How long ago?
10,000 years ago.
Only 10,000?
Only 10,000 years ago. Across the board. And what changed this, and this kind of ties into what Mystic was talking about, was agriculture and keeping cattle. Now, they're not sure what came first. If the cattle came first and people started to develop a tolerance for lactose, or if it was the other way around. If they had a tolerance for, there was a mutation.
It is weird, too, because I was thinking that the other day. We're the only species that drinks another species' milk.
Yep.
I mean, cats will drink cow's milk, but we give it to them. They wouldn't willingly go out and suck on a cow's tit or something.
Yeah. Right. So today, more than 90% of all people have some degree of lactose tolerance.
If I eat ice cream, y'all are in the same room with me. Y'all are gonna hate it.
About a third of the population digests lactose imperfectly and experiences some symptoms of lactose intolerance. And some people, mostly of African, Asian, or Mediterranean descent, are not able to digest lactose at all.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Native Americans, too.
Yep. I fart, and then if I want to clear my colon, I eat some ice cream.
Got a little rocky road in your pants.
I prefer caramel praline.
It's just a white people superpower, man.
Yeah, right.
It's true.
So that's white folks, just
white milk.
Years.
The early groups, tribes or whatever that could have lactose tolerance and use dairy as a resource, like. Over thousands of years. Well, this is only 10,000 years ago. 10,000
years.
Thousands of years.
So they're saying
helped them advance faster.
So here's a quote from the Smithsonian. The European and maybe Arab expansions that whacked the Byzantine Empire may have been outcomes of this new ability to digest food, digest dairy. They had more resources. They had more nutrients. Yeah. So being able to do that gives you an advantage.
Well, and you can eat, like, you could make cheese and keep cheese and eat it throughout the, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Those, they had to eat vegetables that would go bad right away and shit. Like, yeah, that is a big advantage.
Huge advantage. Big game changer.
Well, yeah, prior to then, you're always foraging.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
So, yep. 10,000 years ago, things change dramatically. You're also talking about
the harvest season of whatever you're eating.
Right. Things change drastically for humans as agriculture developed, as these as civilization developed. Now, here's another one. Most have you guys heard of scurvy?
Lack
of vitamin C. Right. Lack of vitamin C. You actually caught scurvy in a Super Nintendo video game called Secrets of Life. Not Secrets of Life. Yep.
I have no idea what you just said, but we're going to continue on.
Yeah. So I'm going to take another shot. I've had like five or six already. I'm taking another.
All right. Ashtray, are you taking another shot?
Don't even.
Okay, so as these guys are taking their vitamin C supplements,
I'm just taking shots.
So you don't want to have scurvy. Basically, you start to fall apart. You start bleeding from your orifices. It's really it's not a good time.
Jesus Christ!
And I don't like the bleeding from orifices.
Bleeding from your orifices.
Oh yeah.
Holy shit!
And
you get salute, Teddy.
So. Explorers back in the day, so back in like the 1400s or whatever, they quickly discovered that on long voyages, you better fucking bring along some source of vitamin C, otherwise you're going to be in big trouble. And the thing is, your cat or your dog or other mammals do not have that problem. Yeah. They don't need vitamin C, and almost all other mammals generate their own vitamin C, and humans do not create their own vitamin C. So after looking into this, they actually found that humans have the genetics in order to create vitamin C. They have this GULO gene.
Well, but CRISPR that shit and get it going.
Yeah, right?
maybe that's on the horizon. But the thing is, some time long ago, so maybe this was 200,000 years ago, maybe it was a million years ago, that gene had a radical mutation happen to it. And normally what would happen if an animal, let's say something just suddenly has a mutation where it goes blind, and you know this is a genetic disease, and those many times because of natural selection, those things will die out, or humans or whatever. But back in the day, I was talking about all of these early ancestors, they were all in African areas with a lot of vitamin C available. So they're thinking that it didn't affect the population because they had the stuff. It was part of their diet. So now this gene that affects us now and means that we have to take vitamin C in from outside sources, it wasn't a problem for them. It's a problem for us now. Or I guess if you're a sailor on a long voyage, I don't think it's really a problem.
Scurvy now.
Right, right.
Yeah. I mean, you can just go buy an orange juice from fucking
McDonald's. You got to go like 6 months without any vitamin C to get scurvy, man. It's just
post-apocalypse, it might be a problem.
Right. So now let's talk about, so these are kind of some of our far back things. And what got me on the subject of this was I read an article and our brains are shrinking. I didn't realize this.
I've heard that when you get older, your brain shrinks.
No,
just like
our,
the rest of your damn
our
body.
Brains are shrinking as a species.
Oh, shit.
So.
Trump.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is this, over the past 10,000 to 20,000 years, they think the shrinkage is likely related to the decline in humans' average body size during the past 10,000 years. So we didn't need as big a body because we weren't in as cold of temperatures. So we didn't need all that mass. A smaller body also suggests a smaller pelvic size in females. So you
damn,
need a
those small pelvic.
Right. So you need a smaller head.
Hey, for tiny dick guys, that is a plus, okay?
I don't care about tiny dick guys.
Hey, I'm just saying, you gotta think about everybody, man. And that's the problem with the country now. You gotta care about everybody. Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? You really
now, should. Now we get into kind of more modern stuff. And another likely reason, and so this was 10,000 years. Our brains are energetically expensive, and they don't need to be maintained at larger sizes. We don't need to store as much information inside our brains. We need to process
store in
that
the cloud now.
Right. We process that information, and we don't need to remember shit like we used to.
Yeah.
So,
you know, there may be like I could see how just on evolution that like we have. In the civilization level, like we've got so many comforts now,
mm-hmm.
that like you can be a lazy fuck.
I remember, and still
have kids.
My part for the years in the past, cell phones have been around for what, the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Cell phones have been around for so, like,
well, I'm, 10 more. Yeah, 10
so years. I get that, but the smartphones, 10 years.
Yeah, smartphones,
yeah. And my thing is, like you say, our brains getting smaller because our bodies are evolving to a fact that we don't need to maintain that big of a brain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried that this could be like that the past 10 years could be a side effect of the intellectual side, a bad part of the intellectual
maybe. Well, go ahead, Mystic.
I had a professor once where you were talking about, like, we were talking about in ancient times the oral fucking storytellers that would go around and tell mm-hmm. stories, and you know. And somebody said, well, how do they remember all this shit? And he goes, because they didn't have 8 seasons of The Office rolling around in their head. That, you know, like, think about it.
Right.
That's yeah. fucking.
Right.
We have this whole sensory overload. I mean, mm-hmm. we take in so much information that you can't remember that. That was their only job.
Right.
Yeah.
They just remembered stories.
Yeah.
I think it was. Well, Socrates he's known for not ever writing anything. We only know about him because people wrote about him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he also was like someone who actively was like writing stuff down. Hell no. Like you're going to lose that ability to have it all up here.
Right. Yeah. And they said it's kind of akin to the way our brains are going is we are upgrading our processor and our RAM. And our hard drive is getting smaller, which I thought was a good analogy
for that. Nice.
Now, something else that I learned about, which was kind of shocking to me, was that our skulls are actually getting smaller. The shape of our skulls is changing.
Oh, beautiful skull.
And
see, now you're
starting to scare skulls are timeless.
I've heard the same shit on Ancient Aliens, and you're starting to scare me.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so our about 250 years ago, our faces began to change. So industrialization interrupted the ancestral patterns of weaning and feeding with babies nursing on demand for years while also trying solid foods under adults' watchful eyes. So when the mothers went to the textiles and we started giving them increasingly processed foods instead of saying, okay, here, chomp on this fucking deer or, you know, tear into this turkey leg.
Here, don't choke yourself.
Exactly.
Here, right?
It's actually shaped. It's changed the shape of our skulls and they're much more narrow than what they used to be. And actually, they're finding that our mouths do not have enough room for our teeth anymore. Ancient peoples, so ancient Romans, actually had straight teeth compared to us. We have much more crowded.
What's that mean, straight teeth?
They had room for it. They had room.
Jaws are compressed.
Right, they had room for the teeth to grow in.
Yeah, you didn't have to take your wisdom teeth out.
they didn't have to take anything out. Now they're saying that it's considerably crowded compared to what it used to be.
Oh, so that's actually just a simp, like a bad evolutionary symptom.
Right, because we
and we're
don't,
getting by because we have the technological means to.
It's an evolutionary thing that is caused by not only evolution of people being born and being able to reproduce with these problems, but also what we are eating when we are children and how that is shaping our mouths. That's actually changing what's going on here. And it's affecting, they're saying all of this crowding in the skull is actually affecting the breathing of children. They've got, what's the thing? Sleep apnea. Apnea.
Yeah, you know, I heard it was that little 6-year-old who got arrested and handcuffed. They said, oh, she suffers from sleep apnea. And I'm like, I thought, isn't that for old fat people?
Well, I guess it's a big problem for kids now.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And yeah, that was something that I had never considered. All right. So just to wrap it up, talking about technology and how that has changed the survival of the fittest and kind of speculating on where we're going in the future here. So they're saying that survival of the fittest no longer applies. Our medical technology has changed the face of that. And basically evolution in humans, evolution is occurring in two other ways. Efficiency based. So let's say you are physically would have been completely fucked up and incapacitated 250 years ago. Now, I don't know, maybe you're a mad programmer or some shit. Who knows?
Like if you're a total dweeb today, back then, like, you wouldn't survive.
Right. So that has changed that.
They didn't have peanut allergies back in the day. Because you died from it.
And then another one is transhumanism. And I think we're going to be seeing a lot. We're going to be seeing a lot of that. Like what Teddy was saying with CRISPR. So that's basically trying to get some of these recessive genes out and trying to increase our lifespan and basically hack our humanity. So there you have it. Human evolution.
Hack humanity.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that how we're at a point in society that we've gotten to where we classify and narrow things down as much as we can as far as species go.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we're narrowing down an ever changing pool of organisms as far as humans go. And like, I wonder what kind of, and I'm sure there's probably papers written about it where, you know, you're going to have those people who say, well, that's why differences in races are that we're not really technically all the same. They use that as like a eugenics supportive thought. But at the same time, like, so different genes do make you of a different color of skin and whatnot. I mean, that is a certain part of your genetics.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just... And now, especially with international travel, we're sleeping. Races are crisscrossing left and right. Like, it's weird. It may be.
What are you talking about, Drushy?
You know, like, eventually, are we going to evolve all into like a weird middle tone skin?
Okay. Well, yeah.
Oh, pretty much. Yeah. By the time, I think fucking couple thousand years from now, we're all going to be
because this crossbreeding is supported by our modern medical system, which has kept a lot of us alive.
I think it will. I also think that just like you know,
I don't know, man, this agriculture pretty pale.
Yeah,
like agriculture changed the landscape so much 10,000 years ago. You can't tell me that the technological differences that are taking place within the past 50 years, which will take place over the next 50 years, those are going to have significant changes to our evolutionary makeup. And it's going to be just like it is accelerating with technology. Because the thing is with humans is that recorded history. we iterate on the things that we do, and that speeds it up exponentially. So who knows how that's going to change us, not only mentally. I agree with you, Teddy. I think that mentally there are things that are changing that we do not understand at this point.
Maybe autism.
Who knows? I think there are things that we are all experiencing, not just autistic kids. You know, I think there's just something going on that we don't understand. And physically, I don't know. You know, who knows what that's going to look like, or what that's changing for us physically. If we don't need to use our hands and like with manual labor as we used to, who knows how that's going to affect things. So I don't know. It's really interesting, kind of crazy to think about, you know, our skull over 250 years, our skulls have dramatically changed shape.
Just 250
years? 250
years. That is not a long period of time.
No, it's not. We think about evolution in terms of millions of years. For human beings, post-industrialization, we're talking centuries.
Look at how fast it's happened. Look at, you talk about food and what we put in our bodies. The processing of food in the past 50 years. Oh, like they had stabilized footage from the early 1900s of people walking in New York, and there wasn't one fat person in the goddamn footage.
Right.
Yep. Nowadays, three quarters of them are
there were no snacks. Obese. Right. Snacks were not a thing.
You made food at home.
There were no snacks in 1900.
Catch some fucking, some shitty ass McDonald's on your way to work.
Yeah. Should be interesting. But I guess we're in this together, so we're all fucked.
You know, you got to sit back and be like, "Damn, ain't we lucky to be just at that tipping point where it's like shit's starting to get cool."
Yeah,
and it's getting easy, but we're not going to live long enough to all of a sudden we're just brains floating around with robots.
It's gonna be
slaves.
Like Wall-E. You ever seen Wall-E? I know Teddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, where everyone's just a blob. Everybody's just like on a little hover bed. Hover around.
Exactly.
All right, so we're moving on to the next part of the show, the What's Sexy section of the show. And first up, we have Mystic with Old Music.
So, recently I've been kind of just getting into some shit I listened to in the 90s, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to listen to some Blind Melon. I haven't heard Blind Melon in a really long time. Dude, they were incredible songwriters. That whole album, the whole self-titled Blind Melon album, is a fucking great album.
You know, I never listened to the whole album.
Yeah, I just watched that one video with the bee costume girl.
No Rain. That's their most famous. Mm-hmm. The thing is, the band really reminds me of Greta Van Fleet. Like Greta Van Fleet, the music is almost identical. It's just that like soulful 70s, like fucking kind of acoustic-y guitar. You could tell he's playing through some Marshall fucking or Orange Crate with a fucking Les Paul. You know what I mean? Like just that classic guitar sound. But it sounds good. It's really well mixed. It's fucking, and the singer is way better than the kid from Greta Van Fleet. Like that dude was a fucking talent. And it's a shame that he was a heroin addict.
Did he die?
Yeah, he could have had a really long career, and he was a great songwriter. So I don't know. Check
old
it out.
Old music. You know, I've been getting into some old and new music. I've been listening to the Gimme Metal app that Mystic had brought to our attention last week, and that show. Or that app, which has maybe 100 different shows on it, is really making me realize, damn, there was some fucking kick-ass music back in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
You like Blue Oyster Cult? Fucking ripped, man. They fucking ripped. Like you just hear like the classic stuff, you know, like, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Right. Godzilla. They fucking ripped, dude. And just
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Hearing these these bands and shit. It's like, man, it's really making me appreciate. And also there are new bands that you just don't hear about in the mainstream. And it's nice to be reminded or kind of curated in a way like, hey, check this shit out. Like off the there's so much available out there. It's really hard to keep track of. Good sources of shit. So I've been appreciating that. Music's good.
Music good. Napster.
Yeah, Neanderthal. All right, next up we have me with Weirdo All Access. So the Red Eye Report now has a 24/7 or damn near 24/7 live when we do the show on Wednesdays or Thursdays at 10 p.m. Central. A stream that is on all the major streaming platforms. So Twitch, Mixer, YouTube. We're on a bunch of other obscure ones. So at any time, somebody will come on 3 o'clock in the morning. Guess who's going to be there? It's going to be us. And I love the thought of us being that fucking...
channel you can tune into to fall asleep.
Exactly. So when I worked at Hollywood Video...
With ashtrays, laundry in the back.
Yeah.
When I worked at Hollywood Video in Wausau, Wisconsin, I worked until like midnight. And I would always, after I'd get done, I would close up the store and I'd have to drive an hour back to Marshfield. And I would listen to Coast Radio, which I don't... It's a classic kind of like
conspiracy theory
shit.
And alien history.
Right. And it was always there to be consumed and listened to at late at night. And I love the thought that we could be that and fill that space for somebody. That makes me really happy. So check that shit out. I noticed some people are trying to contact us in chat. Join our Discord, and then that way we can keep that shit together because we're streaming.
So can we all get on the Discord?
Yeah, you can get on the Discord.
Discord, bro.
I am not even on the Discord.
You're a fucking asshole. That's why. But you can join.
I'm a drunk too. So wait, do you have all of our episodes just on a loop?
So I have probably the last 10. I'm going to be adding some more, and it goes on a random playlist.
Oh, okay.
And it just plays it. So check that out. Next up, Ashtray. White House inadvertently sends Ukraine talking points to Democrats.
Yes.
What?
I don't know if you heard this, but
I don't watch the news, man. This is
with the whole Ukraine investigation now, which is only starting because President Trump basically was like, I guess it happened right very shortly after the Mueller report kind of made things kind of and he's like, all right, get back to breaking fucking rules. Goes right to making this fucking mess. Well, to get all the Republicans on board, they sent their, you know, spam email with the Republican, the White House talking points. And, they accidentally, must have rung up the, like, all the Democrats, like, email list, you know, like, enough people that they sent it out and they tried to do some sort of email recall. It's like, shit, you can't stop that nowadays.
Like when you realize you sent a text to the wrong person, you're like,
shit. No. Right. Mom did not want to see that.
I got dishpan dick. Oh, fuck. Sorry, Mom.
Put some Dawn on it. All right. That's my What's Sexy.
All right. So... Teddy seems to have locked up. Are you still there, Teddy?
Yeah, but I'm here.
All right.
I'm locked up.
Video wise, you look very concerned.
That's okay. Still looking. I thought it was just me. Okay.
That's all right.
I was
meditating.
All right. Okay, back.
Oh, there it is.
Look at that recovery. Damn. And he's fucking like five shots deep. Holy shit.
That's right.
Okay. That's so, right, Teddy. Baby. With this hoary Daemon Ex Machina.
Okay, so Daemon X Machina is a mech game that's coming out for the Switch. It's kind of reminiscent of Armored Core. I'm a big mech game fan, and Armored Core is one of my favorites. And the cool thing is it's cel-shaded, so it looks kind of cartoony. They came out with a controller for the Switch. The Hori Daemon X Machina. Yeah, it's a cool controller. One reason, because for some reason it popped up to my big thing. I see. Yeah. That's the game in the background.
I'm watching the video. Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, the game. That's the video in the background. For some reason it popped up on my.
Yeah,
on my,
because I
TV.
Put it there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's calm down. Just
fucking
keep
magic.
Talking.
Right?
How do you put it on my TV? All
right,
alien magic.
It's fucking coast to coast.
That last shot you see,
live.
It adds extra girth and size to the fucking Switch. For a lot of adults, it's kind of hard to hold on to or kind of uncomfortable because of the size of the controller. In this, it works with any game. It just clicks in. It's a lot bigger. It has a button on the back because the two top L and R buttons are R or L. The big ones on the bottom are kind of big. RZ or LZ at the top are really, really slender. On this controller, they're about the thickness of my finger. There's also a button on the back that you can assign to either one of those buttons at the top for whatever game you're playing.
It has a turbo switch button that comes with this.
No, the controller is about $50. But it's for it only works in handheld mode, and I use mine in handheld mode exclusively. I really don't put it on the TV. So I mean, like, if you look at the size of the fucking from the controller on the left, which is the which is the Oreo, and the one on the right, is the fucking Switch, it adds so much more size to it, and it makes it a lot more comfortable to play in handheld mode.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
I always felt the Switch was just not weighted properly. Like, it felt like I just had like this long ass tablet, and I had like these little on the end,
little things on the side. Right. Yeah, I mean, this is. I mean, and to play it, you have to turn it sideways. The Horis don't work in handheld mode. They only work when they're on, when they're clicked the system.
So that's crazy. So this, the people that made the game also made this controller?
This controller, yeah. The X button is actually, the X in Daemon X Machina is actually a little red X. It looks, and it's on the X for the controller. But I brought the controllers. I did buy the game also. You can play the demo on Switch if you have it, to see if you like it or not. But like I said, I'm a mech fan, so I bought the game. But these controllers, I bought the controllers mainly for the size. And it pretty much doubles the size of your Switch because if you put them together, it's almost the size of the screen. So
yeah,
it's crazy. But it makes it a lot more comfortable to play, and it's
awesome. Looks like it's more like this is how an adult should play it.
Yeah,
I have actually never played a Switch. Have you?
I'm hoping they come out with a middle part for some. The Switch comes with a little thing you can click the controllers in and have it like an Xbox controller. And I'm hoping Hori comes out with a something that Nintendo lets them use to do that. So I can use it and so I can put it on my TV and actually want to play it. So
right. Okay.
But mainly,
That's pretty badass. It reminds me of I don't know whatever it something about it reminds me of Game Gear. The Sega Game Gear.
And Hori is a reputable company. They make really good fight sticks and other aftermarket controllers for consoles.
That's actually really kick-ass that they made it for their game. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a Tekken 6 fight stick. They have a lot of things that are fucking, have a lot of Hori stuff. So, yeah, check it out.
All right, we're moving on to the fuck what you think portion of the show where we bitch about something and tell you to go fuck yourself. So first up we have Mystic and parents.
All right, so I went to a junior high girls basketball game tonight. My daughter was playing in it.
Awkward.
Yeah, but
especially like, with that state warrant.
Like, there were some parents there that were just fucking, like, dude, you're in public. Shut the fuck up for fucking 5 minutes. Like, you know, there's this dude, like, "No, no, go in, box out, get out!" Like he's just yelling, like
fully dude, engaged. They have a coach. Sporting.
Shut the fuck up!
Right,
I'm trying to watch this shit, man. Like, holy fuck, dude!
Wait, and how old are the kids that are playing?
7th and 8th grade.
Oh, it's okay. Like 14, okay. Right?
Yeah,
13, 14. 12, 13,
14. I mean, and honestly, Kobe the game ended. It fucking ended with a buzzer beater three.
Really? Wow.
35-34. Yeah, like nice. It was a really close back and forth game, but like, dude, these parents just shut down. It's like these guys that they're the dad, you know, that I played ball. You know, right. When I was back in high my school day. And my girl could, you know, like, shut the
got
fuck
my girl
up,
pregnant,
dude.
You know, and I had to be a man. I had to step up, you right. know, so I'd take care of my kid. So I lost. I put aside those dreams.
That's funny.
Yeah. And it's just like, dude, I get it, but shut up. Well, the rest of us want to watch this game.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right. And you're also just making the kids uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah.
Because I'm sure they can hear their dad fucking screaming.
Yeah. God, I would hate to have.
Yeah.
To have like some fervor dad on the side. What are you doing?
Fucking Neanderthal dad.
Like, I fucked it up. What do you think? That's why it only took middle school basketball for me to realize sports were not for me.
All right.
Awesome.
Next up, we have Teddy. People who can't make decisions in restaurants.
Great.
Okay, so hello. I took my son. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. We can hear you.
You didn't miss.
Oh, yep. Go.
Awesome. So a few weeks ago, I took my son. He likes to go laser tag downtown on 2nd Avenue. And down the street from right down the street from that place is a Hooters. So I took my son to Hooters for the first time. Anytime we go to a restaurant, my son wants to sit at a bar. So we sat at the bar at Hooters, and it was pretty funny. But we had it was two couples that sat to the right of us, and they were like, "Well, what do you have on tap?" And then they asked the bartender, like, "Well, what do you like here and shit?" And I'm like, "If you're an adult and have been in a restaurant before, you need to make a decision. It is not that hard to go in and like, why does it matter what the most popular thing here is? Why does that matter? Do you want to be a sheep and follow everybody else? Like, make a goddamn decision. Right. I don't get what it is." And they're like, and then one guy turns to me, he's like, "What are you having?" I'm like, "Why does it matter what I'm having?" I was like, you're going to get the same thing. I don't get, like, I'm with my son, he's coloring, I'm looking at titties, just fucking order some goddamn wings and get on with it. I don't fucking understand what's going on.
Did you say that to him?
Yeah, I said, "Why does it matter what I'm having?" Yes, I did.
Should have spit in his face.
I was high as shit. I had my little pen with me. I'd been playing laser tag for like an hour. I was like, pumped up. Adrenaline was going through me.
Water that I came in.
Yeah.
So if you want, right, protein.
But that's my fucking thing. People.
But someone asked, like, "What's the favorite?" You got to make up something that's not on the menu,
right?
So what's the most popular thing?
Like Texas Lone Star. That's the real burger.
Yeah, it's Hooters. Titties and wings are the most popular thing here. I go for the buffalo shrimp, but.
All right. Next up, we have Ashtray. Worst wedding song ever.
Ever.
And this song plays live in my headset, blasting my ears. I'm catching a flight and beating your ass.
Just a couple songs of it. That's all you need, really. Right. You realize, like, this is going to be a bad song.
Let's crank up this jock jam.
This is for this wedding I've got this weekend. And I could not find this song to buy, like, as an MP3, like you normally would. So the only place I could find it was on YouTube, and it's some Christian mom. Well, I'm assuming she's a mom. She's a Christian contemporary singer/songwriter. And her name is Melissa Smith.
Wow, you're just calling her out, huh?
Right?
Well, I mean, she put it out there.
That's true.
The thing is, I realize I just got to make sure I don't make any reference to whose wedding it is. Because they, like, know I'm their DJ, but... You know, it'd be funny if they find this like 12 years later when we're a big hit. We're like, "Oh my god, that was
was our song.
It is so bad. I swear to God, the mom just searched mother and son wedding song because that's what's first in the title and that's why it comes up top.
Okay, so what makes this song so bad? As a seasoned... it's fucking shitty, but I would think any song like this would be shitty.
Well, it just sounds like basically some mom singing in church with kind of half-assed recording quality.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really listen to the lyrics, it's like, it's the most dumb, uninspiring, deadpan, like, oh, like a literal example of, I help raise you, my son, because you were such a little boy, and to grow up to be a man, I had to be there for you every day. And it's just like, really? Whoa. It's
this is so intense. Bad.
That's fucking funny.
Ugh. But I give props. It's like if you want to try a torture, they use apple grape. It's like waterboarding for your ears because it is. I play a lot of bad music as a wedding DJ, and I'm fine with that. But this is one where she's like, "Damn!"
But this is a bridge too far.
This is why I could not buy it
because it's so bad.
It's that bad
because it's bad. Fucking banned by the FCC.
Even well, Amazon,
I had to rip it off her YouTube channel.
Oh man!
No place I could find it. Too many of these fuckers pick songs that are some weird, obscure shit off of goddamn YouTube. That's an old ashtray DJ. Be like, listen, can't you pick a goddamn song that's registered by the AACP so I can buy it? No.
Okay. Are you done yet,
DJ? Yes. Problems,
right?
All right.
The song sucks. Moving on.
Next up, we have me with this thing that I heard recently on Vice News. They have a podcast about cybersecurity called Motherboard. And they were talking about this thing called DRN, which is Digital Recognition Network.
Also, do not resuscitate.
DRN.
DRN.
Drunk. Do resuscitate now.
Do resuscitate now.
All right. So what this is it's a private company that repo men and private investigators, as they drive down the road, they have cameras on their cars that are scanning everybody's license plate and taking pictures of them. That goes into a database. They use that database. It goes to DRN. They use that database to track where somebody's car is. Now, this can be useful if you're trying to repo somebody's car or if you're a private investigator. Looking to track somebody down.
Yeah, so this company, basically, they just drive around. It's like, I'm sure they're scouted to certain areas, but...
So they're going around. So they're not driving around. The repo men are the ones driving around. Their customers are driving around and collecting this data for them. They have something like 8 billion pictures. And there are no, because this is a private company, there is no restriction on who they sell this to and how they use it. So I just think, all right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a little, could be abused.
Well, it's like one of those things where you probably don't have to worry about in metropolitan areas or, you know, like cities.
Right. So in 2014, Arkansas banned the collection of license plate data by private entities while allowing law enforcement to continue using the technology. DRN pushed back, saying the law violates their First Amendment rights. They said, oh, well, we're just taking pictures. To be able to basically film,
because they're from the street, right. You do have,
right.
Like, you have the freedom to take a picture
right.
of whatever's around.
But... you wouldn't have that freedom to display material like that in a broadcast setting without a release. Mm-hmm. So why should you be subject to having it sold to somebody, which is essentially the same concept?
Right. I agree with what you're saying, Mystic. If there's like a psycho fucking boyfriend, for instance, they could pay them $70 to run the plate and fucking track down somebody and kill them.
Uh-huh.
Nothing's stopping them at this point.
Well, what's to stop Google from targeted advertising along your route to work every day? Because that's your prescribed route.
Do. Right. I'm sure they already do. But this is, you know, who the fuck are these private investigators and the stakes that are there? So I guess it's a little troubling to me. Yeah, they have 9 billion scans at this point. And they said that it's already...
I'm so glad I got more than one car.
There's already cases where people were giving their login information to fucking some Yahoo and they used it incorrectly. So it's already being abused. So, yeah, I just think that that's bullshit. And I think in a situation like that, you need to fucking have some sort of check on that shit. Because that could get out of hand real quick. Because all they're doing, it's like, all right, get more surveillance because it's a for-profit enterprise. So it's like more pictures, right, more money. Well,
it just sounds like, yeah, the bigger it would get, it would just be like, they'll just start covering more and more areas. Just right. Like Google Maps has started getting more and more detail over the, you know, what it's been around for probably 15 years, right? Google Maps?
Yeah. Well, Google Maps is a different beast than this.
Oh, I know. But I mean, in the sense that like it improves over time and starts to cover a higher resolution over the globe.
Right.
This kind of thing would spread just like that, because it's like if you could just basically you're just mining data by driving around, and you get paid some, you know, regular fucking fee like you would for a cab driver or some delivery guy. You're just told to drive around this fucking neighborhood. Then you have that GPS system that tells you where you got to drive, and the cameras around, beep, 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 bring it all in. Shit, easy money.
Yeah. So watch out for that. So that's it.
Ashtray driving around in a car with cameras all over. Actually, I learned that was what I've seen a few of those parking enforcement Madison police or, you know, parking enforcement vehicles where there's literally like 16 cameras on it. And they look almost like security cameras, like heavy duty. Mm-hmm. And they're pointing in all goddamn directions. I only recently learned that basically is the new high tech way to drive down. And instead of chalking tires, they just drive down, takes pictures of the license plates and timestamps them, and then they just come back and drive around later, and then the computer's like, "Burp, that car is fucking there too long." It's pretty impressive.
All right. It's impressive until you're enslaved by it.
Yeah.
Okay. In all seriousness, go fuck yourself, Wichita, Kansas. That's our show. We're going to be here every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Central or Thursday night.
Whenever we feel like fucking doing the show.
Make sure you join the conversation at theredeyereport.com or facebook.com/redeyereport. You can also twiddle us at redeye_report. Like us, share us, or fuck us. We're down for whatever. I'm Oracle.
I missed it.
This is the Ash. Try.
And I'm drunk.
Yeah,
and
Teddy.
I'm Teddy, you motherfuckers.
And this is the Red Eye Report.
Yay.